into the game and join the fun all season long at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
How do you say?
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Happy anniversary.
Say it with the help of Walter All Florist. With 7 area locations and 24-hour phone convenience, Walter All Florist can deliver your special gift and even notify you of the delivery via email. Not sure what to send? Call 1-800-341-ROSE and a friendly Walter All Florist consultant will assist you. Or go to WKF.com. That's 1-800-341-ROSE or WKF.com. Walter Noel Florist, your personal florist since 1883.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
What does he have to call? She says, honey, call. What did she call?
Really?
Yeah, what the heck?
When?
Call yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since we're done cooking dinner.
They'd be around my house. Okay. They're going to tell me to call.
What's wrong? Your arm broken? You call.
Wow.
That's how it is in my place. Hey, every Tuesday about this time, we talk about the Hollywood gossip. People love their Hollywood gossip. Take a look at the newsstands. Take a look at TV, Entertainment Night, Access, Hollywood Extra, TMZ. They love it. Nowhere will you get a better dose of what's going on in Hollywood than with this Hollywood Report, abbreviated to be called The Wood Report. Here is your host, Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait.
Well, I hesitate to even bring up Dr. Conrad Murray. I'm sure everybody's heard already that the judge sentenced him to the maximum 4 years.
Yeah.
But.
Which I think really surprised him. I think he expected probation.
Didn't they say that if he got
2 years
sentenced, but he would still serve time in the, like, the city jail or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, they say he'll be in the L.A. County jail.
Yeah. Yeah, jail's jail. Still
we'll
jail.
Serve
yeah.
about half
you still, you still go from being a doctor, not only a doctor, but living the good life, jet setting with Michael Jackson on a retainer of $150,000 a month to jail.
Yeah, and I watched the sentencing, and the judge was pretty adamant about the fact that he didn't think that Murray was remorseful at all, and that he could see him doing something like that in the future to somebody else.
So. I would agree. His reactions were weird, because he had none.
Very little.
The whole thing, he showed no emotion at all.
The other thing the judge brought up was that documentary that they made that aired, I guess, a week or two ago, about with Dr. Murray in it, his attorneys, how they were setting together. He said they were a major factor in getting the maximum sentence of 4 years.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
Duh. Lots of shopping on Black Friday. Paris Hilton was one of those shoppers.
Yeah.
She bought herself a brand new 2012 California Spider Ferrari worth $300,000.
Well, all right.
Nice. Good for her to finally buy something.
Oh, it's
nice.
A good thing she brought it on Black Friday.
That's probably right. Well, got a deal on
yeah.
it. And have you guys ever wanted your own Dunder Mifflin paper? You know Dunder Mifflin, the company on The Office?
Right.
I don't know what that
they're,
is.
The Staples' own site, Quill.com, has struck a licensing agreement with NBC Universal. They're going to sell Dunder Mifflin brand paper, the paper that's sold on The Office. The packages will have quips from the show, like our motto is quabity first, because it's spelled wrong, and then get your Scrant on, because they're in Scranton.
Ohio. Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm a weirdo, but I don't see how any of this is appealing.
I think it's kind of cute.
Okay,
fun.
I'm a weirdo.
Well,
I'm fine with being weird.
Not as far as you know.
Survivor producer Mark Burnett is teaming up with Joel Osteen for a primetime network show next year. The premise of the show, ordinary people will give up several days or longer to go on a mission with Osteen. It will be in the United States, and they will work on fixing things.
He was on Pierce. What the heck is his name?
Pierce Morgan. Morgan.
Yeah, I saw him.
He was on, with his
wife. On Dr. Oz, too.
Yeah, his wife's really cute.
After 3 years together, Anne Hathaway is engaged to actor Adam Schulman. Sorry, Dan.
I love Anne Hathaway.
She didn't wait for you.
I know. Doggone it.
Sugarland singer Jennifer Nettles married entrepreneur Justin Miller on Saturday.
He said Jennifer Nettles.
I've never seen her.
She's cute. Deserves it. Yeah, she's very cute.
Nettles and Miller, who's a former model, dated for more than 2 years before getting married. Lindsey Vonn, on the other hand, the Olympic gold medalist and skier, has started divorce proceedings with her husband and advisor Tom. They've been married for 5 years.
That's sad.
Maggie Gyllenhaal and her husband Peter Sarsgaard are expecting their second kid. They have a daughter, Ramona, who is 5. Guy Ritchie and Madonna split in 2008, and in a new GQ interview, Ritchie called the marriage a roller coaster ride. He went on to say he stepped into a soap opera and lived in it for quite a while.
What?
Twilight fans have apparently been invading bridal boutiques, secretly lying about being engaged so they can try on the replica of Bella's wedding dress from the new movie. The $799 replica is being sold in Alfred Angelo bridal boutiques everywhere, and people who work at the chain say that the fans are driving them crazy and making it difficult to conduct business.
Would you people get a life?
Thank you, Lauren.
Comedian Patrice O'Neill.
Never heard of her.
Him.
It's a him.
Well, that proves I've never heard of her.
He died early this morning. He had suffered a stroke back in October. He was a staple in the comedy world for years, performed on the Comedy Central roast of Charlie Sheen back in September.
He probably died because his name was Patrice. That's a woman's name.
Diabetes.
He was a regular guest on the Opie and Anthony radio show. He was only 41.
Wow.
Demi Lovato proved to be quite the concert professional. Her extension fell out of her hair. And instead of like going, she danced around on the stage with it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 88-year-old Doris Day is releasing a new album on December 2nd.
Doris Day?
Yep, it's going to be her first album in 20 years.
I thought she was dead.
I did too.
The album's called My Heart. It includes 13 previously unreleased tracks recorded over a 40-year span, including covers of Daniel Luck This, Joe Cocker's You Are So Beautiful.
Oh. But did she re-record these? She sang these at 88? Or are these new releases of old recordings?
She's been working on them over the years with her son, who died a few years back. Loving Spoonful's Daydream and a handful of standards, all the proceeds will go to animal welfare groups.
I wonder how late the last vocal recording of her is on this collection.
I think it was just a few years ago, if that even that long ago.
Wow, you never hear anything about, for years, nothing about Doris Day.
She had a great voice, didn't she?
I think that song, K Sarah was inducted into the Song Hall of Fame.
She wasn't great. She wasn't a great singer, but she was, all-American apple pie. You know, people loved her.
Yeah, she didn't do anything.
No scandalous.
Scandalous, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Cops were called to Samantha Ronson's house last night. Someone broke into her garage and stole an item that was worth about $1,000. They didn't make it into the house, though. Ronson lives next door to her former girlfriend, Lindsay Lohan. Elvis Costello is not pleased with his record label. They've priced his upcoming live box set at just over $200. A post on Costello's website advises fans to steer clear of the 3-disc, 1-DVD, 1-vinyl record collection of a live concert. The post reads, "Unfortunately, we at www.elviscostello.com find ourselves unable to recommend this lovely item to you as the price appears to be either a misprint or a satire."
What? You're telling people not to buy his...
The record company hates his guts.
I'm sure they do, but that's how he is, I think. You know, he's not a sellout.
Wow.
Soccer star Hope Solo, who failed to make it into the finals on Dancing with the Stars, says she felt the three judges, Lynn Goodman, Carrie Ann Inaba, and Bruno Tonioli, were wary of her from the beginning. "I was told I had too much muscle and I was too intense and wasn't very dainty."
And by the way, that's all true.
Yes.
You can gripe all you want to, but you hope you weren't that good.
And she could have gotten better. Other people that started out
stiff. But she wasn't fluid at all. She was rigid, and she is too muscular for a woman. She looked manly. She's another case of a woman that if you'd said, ooh, used to be a man, I'd go, oh, okay, I can see that. She was manly.
Wow.
So look at those other dancers. Look at those professional dancers. They're not manly at all.
The winner on last night's The Sing-Off finale was Pentatonix, the five-person ensemble from Arlington, Texas. Walk
Away. Sing-Off, the one where they spin their chairs around?
No, that was The Voice.
The Voice.
Yeah.
The Sing-Off
is
the groups.
I don't watch any.
The Sing-Off are the groups that do the music without any music, where they have the people going
acapella.
I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah.
They go down to Acapulco to sing?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. They get a Sony recording contract and $200,000. It started off with 16 groups. It was 11 weeks of competition.
Let's see. I want to go on the Sing-Off for $200,000 or the X Factor for $5 million.
$5 million.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see. That show where they spin their chairs around, you know, they hear them, The Voice or whatever. Uh-huh. I'd love to see one turn around and go, oh, man, forget it.
What was I thinking?
You'll never make it with that face.
Yeah, I take it back.
And according to UK's Now magazine, Simon Cowell is considering swapping U.S. Judge Nicole Scherzinger for the U.K. Judge Kelly Rowland next season. Simon thinks Rowland will be amazing on the U.S. show, and Nicole's had a mixed reaction in the U.S., so they're talking about...
Simon Cowell got a pretty good reality check with this X Factor.
I'll say.
Yeah.
Kelly Preston says she feels amazing after losing 39 pounds. Ugh. Bitch. The actress had set out to lose.
Wow, a little commentary there.
A little jealousy,
editorial.
Maybe? Yeah. The actress had set out to lose her baby weight from her pregnancy with one-year-old son Benjamin Travolta, but she's now dropped below her pre-pregnancy weight.
Hold it. Who is this, Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly
Preston.
Oh, okay. All right, you said Travolta. I thought Kelly Clarkson had a kid with John Travolta.
No, and Kelly Clarkson hadn't lost any weight. She found a bunch, though.
Okay.
Hey, did you see on Leno last night? I guess Leno. It was Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
She looked pretty good last night.
Well, that's how this Kelly Preston says she lost the weight because of using Kirstie Alley's Organic Liaison Weight Loss Program.
Wow, she's almost back to where
she's lost 100 pounds.
I'm going to try that one.
Kirstie Alley.
Oh, man, she looked great last night.
You think
she
it'll
does?
Work for
what
us?
Is she for? She's 60, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
she looks very good for 60.
She does.
Even fat, she looks good for 60.
Yeah.
Not now, she's not fat. She was
just a little chunky.
Chunky.
She's a little chunky.
Maroon 5's lead singer, Adam Levine, says the secret to his very fit body is yoga. He even has a trainer who goes on the road with the band.
What is yoga? You know, here, Penn and Teller did a segment on yoga.
I thought it was
and
a
I
bear.
Think they nailed it. They said yoga is stretching. That's all it is. He said people have stretched for years. That's what yoga is. It's just stretching.
You hold poses.
Holding your body weight. Yeah. That's supposed to...
They gave it a name.
Yeah.
I do
yoga.
Boo-boo.
What?
I do boo-boo on the road.
Not yoga.
What are you talking
Not
about?
Yoga.
Yogi Bear,
How's about
bear?
Another picnic basket?
I don't
basket?
Think about Yogi Bear and boo-boo.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers have announced their first run of U.S. shows in more than 4 years in support of this year's release, I'm With You. And during an interview with 60 Minutes, Bob Simon that aired on Sunday, Angelina Jolie confided that she once considered becoming a funeral director.
She'd have been a good one.
I know. She's kind of like Morticia. Morticia the Mortician. Christian Bale hanging up his Batman cape. The actor who will be portraying the Cape Crusader in the upcoming Batman The Dark Knight, said he will not return as Batman in any new films. He starred in 2005's Batman Begins and 2008's The Dark Knight.
I got news for you. The Dark Knight, the success of that had nothing to do with Christian Bale. It was all about Heath Ledger. He made that movie.
He
was the star. Anybody could have been Batman, I think.
Oh, good for you!
Hey, shut up!
Rapper Lil Boozy.
Who?
Lil Boozy.
Lil Boozy.
Wow.
It could be a little boozy.
Oh, man.
It's spelled Boosie, was sentenced to 8 years for conspiring to smuggle drugs into prison 3 times.
What?
Hey, Boozy, bring that booty over here.
Hey, speaking of that, you've probably been able to tell today that I've been a little bit giddy, like excited.
Yes.
New drugs?
No. Rapper, I just found out today, rapper Trina is coming to Club Amnesia.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
My cousin.
So excited. She's coming Saturday night for a celebrity birthday bash.
Nice.
Well, go ahead, Tina. I'll get to the other part later. There's another part to the story, but we'll save it. Go ahead.
Well, Boosie has even bigger problems. He's been accused of first-degree murder.
Oh.
His trial is set to begin in April. George Michael was admitted to a hospital in Vienna on November 21st for severe pneumonia. A source says he's getting better and better, but other reports claim he's at death's door suffering from much more serious health problems than pneumonia.
Hmm.
Yeah, sore rectum.
What? Damn near killed him.
And Tallulah Willis, the daughter of Bruce and Demi, has officially entered high society. Tallulah, at the age of 17, showed to Paris's swanky Hotel de Crillon on Saturday for the annual Les Bals des Debutantes, the traditional unveiling of eligible young women into the social fold.
What?
Yeah, say that one.
If you want your kid to hate your guts, name her Tallulah.
Yeah, and how did Bruce and Demi, no offense, but those three girls, they're not the most attractive.
Because those two are good looking.
They're both good looking.
Yeah, you would think they would have attractive kids, but boy.
There's no insurance. If mom and dad are good looking, it doesn't necessarily mean the kid's going to be good looking. No. Vice versa, mom and dad can be very average. My parents are very average looking. I'm like a movie star. Like movie star looks.
Right.
Just never know.
Yeah. How does that happen?
The Muppets were a hit. They grossed an estimated $42 million over the five-day Thanksgiving weekend, but it was Twilight that was number one. It held on to the top spot with $62.3 million in sales, and Happy Feet 2 was third with $18.3. Happy birthday to Anna Faris, comedian and actress. She's 35. Anna Faris, the blonde, cute little blonde.
Yeah, her eyes bug me a little bit, but okay.
Fine.
Go ahead.
I'm throwing this in. He's not alive any longer, but former blues player Pavel Dimitra, who died in that plane crash in September, would have been 37 today. Actor Don Cheadle is 47. I like him. I think he's really good.
Yeah, I like him too.
And actor Andrew McCarthy, part of the Brat Pack.
I can't stand that guy.
Oh, boy, he fell off the
face
of the
earth. Was he the Weeknd with Bernie?
Yes.
I cannot, and the mannequin.
I love that.
Stand that guy.
Oh, for some reason, I love the mannequin, though.
He looks like he's got an eye going another direction or something.
Talk about the hottest. Oh, boy, whenever that movie Mannequin came out, Tim Cattrall in that movie. Oh, my goodness.
He's 49 today.
Talk about some private time.
Actress Kathy Moriarty is 51. She played the wife of Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull. Actress Kim Delaney from Army Wives is 53.
I like her.
I do too. She used to be on All My Children years ago. I think her name was Jenny. Howie Mandel is 56. Joel Cohen, the Cohen brothers, is 57. Actor Peter Bergman, he plays Jack Abbott on The Young and the Restless.
Oh, my goodness.
58. Gary Shandling is 62.
Oh, Gary Shandling? He always looks like something stinks.
Well, he always looks the same age, too.
No, he's ruined his face. He's another one that's...
I've seen him.
It looks like a chemical burn.
No, this is another guy who should murder his doctor. His plastic surgery. He ruined him.
I know, and the sad part is he was an ugly guy to begin with, but he looked better before.
But that's what's interesting. You're right. Shanling's face looked like a mule. He looked like a human mule. So when you're not really good... I can understand a really good-looking, vain person going, oh, my goodness, I got to hang on to my looks. In Shanling's case, you're already ugly. Just age.
If you're a six, you can maybe get to an eight with some good plastic surgery. But if you're like a two or
a
three...
He took it from a six to a four.
Yeah, where do you think you're going? Yeah.
Musician Chuck Mangione is 71. Actress Diane Ladd is 76. Musician John Mayall is 78.
What's his name? John what?
Mayall.
Oh.
John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. He had a band. He had musicians like Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, Peter Green, John McVie, Mick Fleetwood, and
Mayhoffer.
And I'm throwing this guy's name in just because I like saying it. Vin Scully is 84.
Wow.
And that is the Wood Report.
Voice of the Dodgers.
That's the voice of a lot of things over the years. Yeah. That's the Wood Report. Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's proud. We're going to learn about tires together now that we have Zisser back on the air where they belong. Zisser Tire, we have three locations. I'm going to give them to you in a minute, and these are the three locations we want you to go to because these are the three participating Zisser Tire locations who are now part of this show. All right? I will go around the room. Actually, just blurt out the answer if you know it. Who is it that is sort of considered the father of the tire. Not necessarily today's tire, but the tire overall. Who was it?
Oh, I would have no idea.
Oh, I was going to say Firestone or...
See, what I should say, well, you're close. It's Charles Goodyear.
Goodyear.
But I should go with Goodyear. What Tina did and go with Ebenezer Zisser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, with
the inventor of the modern-day tire. Actually, in 1844, this Charles Goodyear was sort of the guy who discovered the process of vulcanization. It's a way to treat rubber. And the tires didn't have any air in them. They were just like hard, solid, you know, rubber tires. Then along comes the guy who is responsible for the pneumatic tire, or the tire filled with air, and that's a guy named Robert William Thompson. That was a year later in 1845. But then you get the guy who is sort of considered the guy who started the tire as we know it today. He took what those guys had done, and he invented a tire for his 10-year-old son's tricycle in 1887. John Boyd Dunlop.
Oh.
And Zisser sells Dunlop tires. Dunlop is still a name that is highly respected in the tire business. Now, somebody tell me the year that the radial tire was introduced. Before you answer, I will tell you that my dad, we had a neighbor in Tennessee who was a Michelin tire rep. He sold tires to the tire stores, and he was the Michelin guy. So he got my dad a set of Michelins, because we would never have been able to afford Michelins. This was the cream of the crop. So he gets a set of Michelin tires to put on our 62 Chevy Bel Air. My dad got 80,000 miles out of those tires.
Wow.
And I remember my dad going, you know, these are steel-belted radials. I go, really? I don't know what that meant. I still don't know what it means, radial, steel-belted. But what year did the radial
wow.
tire come out? Because prior to that, they were all ply, like four-ply layers of rubber. What year?
Well, now that you're...
67?
Yeah, but yeah, keep in mind, my dad, they'd been out around before my dad got them. So you can't go by
1956.
That.
1956.
I was going to say 55.
46.
Wow.
Ooh,
because
46.
I don't remember them when I started driving. I remember you went standard or radials.
Yeah.
And like in the 70s.
And the funny thing about radials, and of course almost all tires now are radial. The funny thing about radials, when they came out, they looked like they were sort of half flat.
Yes.
They bulged out at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I remember people constantly telling my dad, hey, pal, your tires are low.
I know.
Because tires before that were rigid, and there was no, you know, bulging at the bottom near the pavement. But with radial, there was, and that's the way they were supposed to look. The worst thing you can do, and by the way, any of this stuff that sticks and you remember that it's a courtesy of Zisser Tire. We're going to educate you about tires. We're also going to educate you where to get your tires, and that's going to be Zisser. The worst thing you can do is drive on underinflated tires. All kinds of problems. One, your gas mileage goes down. You get worse, you know, economically. It's not a good idea. The other thing that happens is it builds up more heat, creates more heat. The tires get hotter. You lose control. It's a mushier ride. You don't have the control you do. So proper inflation is everything. And here's the other thing. Your tires can be either up or down 10 pounds, and you can't tell it by looking at the tire. In other words, it can be as much as 10 pounds low, and you don't visibly have an indicator that the tire's low. It has to be more than that.
And doesn't this weather, the colder weather, will take air out?
Takes air out. You have to add the first real temperature drop we had, that first cold night, I went out to my car, and it has a tire pressure sensor, so the light comes on. In one night, I was down 15 pounds.
Wow.
Because they're run-flat tires. And run-flat tires are much more sensitive and susceptible to pressure change. And I lost 15 pounds overnight. And I thought, well, this has to be a mistake. But it wasn't a mistake. That's the way it happened. So, yeah, cold weather, pressure goes down. Hot weather, or you get out and run the tires, get on the interstate, and it heats the tires up, and the pressure is greater.
Well, I'll be at Zisser in the next couple of weeks getting a set of new tires. Because I want to get them on before...
Smart.
Yeah, before the winter hits.
And it is really important to check the tire pressure. Most people don't, but you should, because an average tire loses about a pound a month. And just like a battery over time is going to drain a little, over time, it very gradually loses its power. And tires, if you don't stay on them, and you don't have to check it every day or every week, but every 2 or 3 months, you ought to check the pressure in your tires. And then, of course, you know where, as of last week, we want you to start going back to get all your tires.
I remember where the locations are, I think.
Where are they?
Afton, Delwood, and Wentzville.
Wow. Nice.
That's exactly right. Those are the three participating Zisser Tire locations. They have expert certified technicians. They work on all makes and models. I don't care what you drive. You get your tires from Zisser. Full service auto repair. They do state inspections. They do tire and wheel applications. Custom accessories. You want some pretty chrome wheels? Zisser can take care of you there, too. And some of the biggest names in the tire business, Toyo, Pirelli, Goodyear, Delta, Yokohama, Dunlop, Bridgestone. Zisser Tire. Here's the website, zissertire.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. So, what's going on, Frank?
Well, Tina, they're still working with that crash northbound on 270 at the exit ramp to eastbound Highway 40. It's in the far right lane. It looked like there was a flatbed on the scene just a few moments ago trying to get that crash off the right shoulder, but it is blocking the right lane there. A little bit of a delay headed northbound on 270 at 40. 40 westbound, volume now headed out of the city, Kings Highway out to McCausland. Then again, 270 to Mason and Boone's Crossing out towards the Boone Bridge in pockets. 270 southbound, pockets of heavy traffic now between 40 and Big Bend. 70 eastbound, you're heavy headed towards the bridge downtown, Salisbury to Broadway. And 40 eastbound, slow going Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This update is brought to you by Best Buy. Find great prices on Garmin, Magellan, and TomTom portable GPS systems. Shop our huge selection at your local Best Buy store or online at BestBuy.com, and we'll ship it for free every day during the holidays. Best Buy. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. This Friday, Coach Frank Haye and the Missouri Tigers take on the Demons of Northwestern State University. And you can catch all the action right here. Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the Northwestern State University Demons this Friday on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Announcing no closing costs.
I'm Joe Nevins, president of Smart Wholesale Lending. When we say no closing cost, we mean no closing cost. Not a little, not a lot, none. The Smart Loan from Smart Wholesale Lending. A rate in the threes and no closing cost. That means you can save on your interest and pay absolutely nothing. Plus, with the Smart Loan, you'll make no payments until next year. Call Smart Wholesale Lending today at 314-821-9898. That's 821-9898. We know refinancing or buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. At Smart Wholesale Lending, we understand that. It's our promise to make sure you get the best mortgage possible. And with fixed rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no payments until next year, it's never been easier to save you money. Call today at 314-821-9898. That's 821-9898. Or go online at smartwholesalelending.com. That's the power of neighborhood. That's the power of Smart Wholesale Lending.
All of your hopes and all of your dreams and all that you need to help you succeed is smart.
NMLS number 257970.
Hi, I'm Paul Berner, owner of Amazing Siding and Windows with an amazing offer. $99 windows. That's right. This month, we're offering our energy-efficient Amazing Windows for $99 each with the purchase of our Amazing Plank Acrylic Insulated Siding System. With the cold weather approaching, now is the time to winterize your home. Take advantage of our $99 window offer, beautify the exterior of your home with our Amazing Plank acrylic siding, and really reduce those heating and cooling bills. Go to our website and download the 12 tips you should know before hiring a home improvement contractor. Call Amazing Siding today for your free estimate, 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Never. Minimum siding purchase required. Some window restrictions apply. Previous offers excluded. See website for details.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original. PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Looking to change your financial income with a job that provides an opportunity to make money as well as a chance to grow your skills? CJ Grant Enterprises, working in the established cable sales industry, is a company that supports the success of its team members, and they're looking for motivated people to join their team. To find out more about CJ Grant Enterprises, visit their website at cjgrant.com or call 1-855-CJ-GRANT, and they'll be happy to discuss your future with the potential for growth and advancement. They'll train you and support your efforts. Apply today at cjgrant.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hit the B square!
So hit the B square!
It's Tuesday again already. I can't wait to hear what's out on DVD and CD. The guy who has the whole list sitting right here, his name is Joe Hipperson. He is brought to you by the great folks at Auric. We have 7 locally owned and operated Auric home care centers in the St. Louis area. They're wonderful stores, and they have some tremendous products to keep your home looking great, comfortable, inviting, more than just a great vacuum cleaner. Stop in, tell them your AM and the PM, and how much we appreciate their sponsoring this guy right here, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, before you get started, I saw an article this morning where I don't think it's coming out in the very near future, but within the next year, To Kill a Mockingbird. It's been digitally remastered, and there's a Blu-ray version. That one of the all-time, I don't know how you feel about it, but I think everybody should watch To Kill a Mockingbird, because it's a lot of good messages about hate and racism and fear and confidence and misunderstanding and miscommunication. There's a lot in To Kill a Mockingbird.
No, I agree. I think what's great about that flick is it sounds really bizarre to put it this way, although it's set in a certain time, it is still a timeless classic.
Yeah, much of what's in that movie still applies today.
Right, only it's not as blunt as it was then, but it still is out there, and people will still be able to relate to that film.
And that was the first, I believe, the first movie for Robert Duvall. Was Kill a Mockingbird.
He was Boo Radley.
He was Boo Radley.
You know what? I think you're right.
No,
my daughter she's reading that for school, and she started cracking up because she's watched Mr. Deeds before, and she goes, Boo Radley!
That's a great story, man.
That's
a great story. I have no idea what you mean and why
in the movie Mr. Deeds.
See, I don't know.
Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
I've seen it three times. I don't know why Boo Radley is mentioned as part of Mr. Deeds.
Dan, you want to continue and walk over me some more? Yeah. What else can you explain it a bit better?
You guys can all go to hell.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Joe, it's all yours.
Thank you, sir. It's New Release Tuesday, and I'd like to let you know what to rent, buy, and avoid. We'll start out with some music. On the music end, we've got Linda Lavin. Her album, Possibilities, is available today. Group called The Gorillas, that's Gorillas with a Z. They've got a best of called Singles 2001 to 2011. All the best there. James Addiction, new record called The Great Escape Artist. Actually, a lot better than I thought it was going to be. So if you're a James Addiction fan, you might want to check that out. I feel bad, Frank. I made a mistake. Last week there was a release I forgot to mention. I know it's crazy that I would...
Sounds like you made a mistake.
Well, you know
what?
That's
what he's saying.
That's because I did, man. I really did. There's a release I missed last week, and I feel bad about that. I actually received some email from people wondering how hip could I possibly be if I forgot to tell the millions that Adam Lambert dropped a new album last week. So I apologize for this.
That's what was missing.
I'm not buying it now. It's a week old.
I know. I hate to live in the past, but Adam Lambert and the album Beg for Mercy available, and you can pick that up, download it, do whatever you got to do.
How's he doing? Because everybody predicted he was just going to be a big, huge, smash sensation, big star. He's not, is he?
He does very well. Makes a lot of money on the club scene as far as people using his music for dance. That's the thing that really ticks me off, Frank. This album is a dance album. It's like a club album. It's just overly produced with synthesizers, and you know that one guy in one room somewhere you'll never meet made all this music on a computer and just had him wail on top of it. Adam Lambert would have been an amazing front guy for a real, true rock band. I mean, you could have seen the next Queen. If you really wanted to, Adam Lambert could have been responsible for the next Queen-type band. He's got a killer voice. He's got the flamboyancy. All he needed was a group of real musicians writing real music. He would have been unstoppable, and I think he's just shortchanging himself by doing a dime a dozen dance album, no different than any other real female pop singer. I mean, real, I'm not trying to say that, you know, he's overly femme, but what he does is no different than anything J-Lo or any other dime a dozen girls are doing.
I agree.
Adam Lambert needs to be in front of a real dirty, gritty band.
He said he made a lot of money. I'm sure he has, but that's not the measure of real success. I don't think this guy is ever going to be a big star, and I don't think that, you know, Scotty McCreery is going to be a big country star the way that Carrie Underwood is. He's not. He's a copy of lots of other artists, and he's not original.
If Adam Lambert would have done some of the stuff that he did on Idol, remember how he changed stuff around?
Yeah. There would have been nothing wrong with Adam Lambert putting out a cover record, okay? I mean, Rod Stewart's done, a lot of people put out cover records. In fact, some of the greatest singers of all time, the greatest crooners of all time, never sang their own material. They took other people's work and made it their own and gave it their own spin. Exactly. So Adam Lambert could have very easily, even though a lot of people cringed, he could have done his version of Ring of Fire. He could have done some Led Zeppelin stuff, some Queen stuff. He could have put it all out there on one record. That thing would have been massive. Well, you're right, Frank. He's making a bit of money right now, and that's not the measure of success. But in today's society, that's all that really matters. Hey, I made a quick buck off that. Who cares if it's got no integrity whatsoever? If I could just, you know, have 5 minutes alone with Adam... Well, okay, I got to really preface this one the right way.
Yeah.
If I had a bit of time, maybe on a conference call with Adam Lambert, 5 minutes on a conference call, then I'm sure I could convince him he needs to just front a real, true rock group, and he'd be A-okay. Here's a singer that's doing well more than okay, Adele. She's got a release today called Live at the Royal Albert Hall. If you're a fan of Adele, and you can check this out. I think she's one of the only singers where the looks never bother me when it comes to the voice. You know where I'm going with that?
She's not...
Okay, if Miss Piggy were to be transported into human form, it would be Adele.
Right. She's not what you would think is a typical solo female artist.
I just made up
a joke.
A guy walks in on another guy who's having sex with her, and he looks at him and says, "Hey, dude, you're getting Adele." Yeah, thank you.
Wow,
thank
man.
You. Thank you so much.
All right, on the DVD end of things today, a couple of releases you might want to pick up. There is a feel-good drama called Getting By. There's that movie One Day available where that couple agrees to meet every day, you know, that same day every year. Remember that? Or was that in
Anne
theater?
Hathaway.
Yeah, and it has horrible aging makeup. And here's the problem.
I've never heard of this.
No,
why
I
is this
either.
Any different than Same Time Next Year with Alan Alda?
It's not.
It's the same thing.
It's no different than when they did Guess Who, and they remade Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but they pretended not. We just called it Guess Who. And
that was horrible.
It was atrocious. The problem with this flick is that it's out on Blu-ray, and did I pronounce that weirdly? I did. Blu-ray. Okay, that's better. So it's in high definition. If you watch this movie in high definition, it's so obvious that the aging makeup could have been done a whole lot better.
Hey, you want something to watch for in the original Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
Watch it.
It's Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. He has no lenses in his glasses. I read an article... And somebody years ago had written in and said, "Man, there's never any reflection." And the person who did the research said no, there were no lenses in his glasses. Black horn-rimmed glasses. There's no glass in them. This is something to watch for.
All right. Okay. Okay. Good. So I can, oh, you know what? I'll use that as like a cheat sheet on the next Bill Clubber trivia thing.
It's
there we go. All right. We've got 30 Rock Season 5, Hot in Cleveland Season 2. Now the TV show Smallville Season 10 is available. Now that Smallville Season 10 is available, you can pick up every single episode of Smallville in a giant Smallville box set, 62 discs. We're talking about the entire 10-season run, $339.
What a deal.
If you're a Smallville fan. And last but not least... All right, the two big flicks that you might want to pick up today. One, I would say, is worth buying. One is worth renting. Here we go. You can rent 30 Minutes or Less, Jesse Eisenberg. It's funny. Subject matter, a little bit dark. Still kind of a funny film, but not as great as the other one. Okay, so 30 Minutes or Less, rent it. The one to buy stars Paul Rudd in the movie Our Idiot Brother. I will be shocked that this movie does not get Golden Globe, you know, nominations here and there. Paul Rudd, ex-con, released from prison, trying to incorporate himself into a family life. Paul Rudd, for the first time ever, is not only funny, but proving he can really be an amazing actor. If you're going to buy a new movie, never having seen it, my recommendation, Our Idiot Brother, out today. I'm out. Talk to you guys later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KTRS, hip on entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Here he goes. Joe Hipperson, brought to you by Oric, 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Center. Speaking of homes, I will address all of you who do not have security systems in your house and say, I'll ask you the question, why don't you have a security system? And I'll bet you your answer is one of these answers. One, I don't think we can afford a security system. Wrong. Two, we don't need a security system. We don't have a very expensive house. We don't have a lot of stuff. Wrong again. The other reason might be, well, you know... we had some friends that got a security system. The thing was always tripping and going off and false alarms, and they had to pay when the cops would come out. They'd get a bill from the county or the municipal. Wrong again. It's the old days, old systems, archaic technology. That's not an issue anymore if you have it done right. Now, let's address this cost of a security system issue. Average expenditure for the system itself, not this monitoring service, about $700. It's not that big a deal when you're talking about security, peace of mind, safety for your stuff and your family. The cost of monitoring, meaning that around the clock, every day of the year, somebody is monitoring that system, and if anything is set off, if it's breached in any way, the folks at Hackett make sure either the fire department or the police department are there at the house. That's less than $1 a day. It's more like 75, 80 cents a day to have that constant, continuous, 24-hour-day monitoring service. As far as who should have a security system, I can't think of one example of anybody who, because of, you know, married, single, gender, age, wouldn't benefit from a security system. If you're single, certainly I'd want a security system. If you're older, if you have kids, the safety. But look at these kids that get snatched up out of their bedrooms and abducted. And you know, who was the famous one? Elizabeth Smart, wasn't she taken out of her right out of her bedroom? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of peace of mind that comes with a security system, and you have to wonder why more than 8,000 homes and businesses in the St. Louis area have Hackett as their security system. And the reason is this is an incredible operation. If you could see the mothership, the master control, it's like something on one of these CSI TV shows. Or it's pretty amazing. It's very, very impressive. It's very, very affordable. And there's a break on your insurance, too. Every time I take out an insurance policy, one of the first things they ask is, did your home have a security system? If it does, they give you a break on the, so you save, you get some of the money back right there. Hackett Security. Take a look into this and talk with them, because there are all kinds of possibilities and all levels of security. You're going to find just what's right for you or your business. Hackett, H-A-C-K-E-T-T, security.com.
With your Golden Oakland Dean traffic, once again, here's Frank Ladd. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Tina. They've cleared that accident northbound 270 at the exit to Highway 40. Back to normal traffic there. Southbound on 270, your normal slow, heavy pockets between Olive and Big Bend. Westbound 40, headed out of the city, slow going, Kings Highway to McCausland. Then again, as you make your way between 270 and about Mason Road, and then down the hill into the valley, and then approaching the Boone Bridge. 70 westbound, a slow stretch between 370 and T.R. Hughes. Headed towards the bridge on the downtown approaches, 70 eastbound slows between Adelaide and Broadway. You're slow going in that right lane, northbound 55 north of Park. 40 eastbound slows Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. This update brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. The big one is here. Kohl's biggest 50% off sale Tuesday and Wednesday only. Find 50% savings on great gifts throughout the store. 2 days only, Tuesday and Wednesday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Kohl's, expect great things. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
How are you, Bill?
I'm great. Thank you. Well, San Diego Chargers kicker Nick Novak still taking some heat. Apparently, he relieved himself on the sidelines during Sunday's football game.
Oh,
if you saw it.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, wow. And you thought coaches hated it when players dumped Gatorade on them.
Oh!
Wow.
And because of the poor performance of the movie Happy Feet 2, 600 employees of the Australian production company behind the movie have been laid off. Yeah. Pretty amazing. Not the layoff, the fact that it took 600 people to make such a mediocre movie. Hey, when you're out shopping this holiday season, be sure to watch out for some of the most dangerous toys of the season. The number one toy on the list this year is the Fold and Go Trampoline.
Uh-oh.
Here's how it works. It folds and you go to the ER. That's how it works. Yeah, I know. That one wasn't good. And finally, this afternoon.
Well, I know what you're doing. You saved it up for this one right here.
Yeah.
You know how this works.
Cannot wait.
Well, now that Regis is gone, the Live with Kelly budget has been dramatically cut. In fact, Kelly told the studio audience members today to look for a gift under their seats. Turned out to be chewing gum.
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, that was a good one.
You waited for it. Yeah. Bill Cleveland's segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Didn't you think the budget would be bigger now that he's gone? He saved a lot of money.
Yeah,
I mean,
the
budget's cut. It doesn't make any sense. If you're bald, and I am, I can't do anything about it. Well, I could. I could get a bad toupee, I guess, which would look really stupid. A lot of people are bald and don't have to be bald. They have other alternatives, but until recently, the alternatives, to most people, none of the alternatives were desirable. If you didn't want a toupee and you wanted real natural hair to grow, the process was painful, it was disgusting, it took forever, it was years of this wearing a cap to cover scabs. I'm sorry, I hate the word scabs.